California Diner Kicks Out Uniformed Police Officers to Create Safe Space. By Bob Price on December 5, 2021. The staff of a San Francisco restaurant denied service to three uniformed police officers after claiming the officers' weapons made them feel uncomfortable. The staff then proudly posted the incident on social media. The staff of Hilda and Jesse San Francisco posted on Instagram an announcement that they asked three uniformed police officers to leave their restaurant after the sidearms police are required to wear made them feel uncomfortable. They declared the restaurant to be a safe space. "The presence of their weapons in the restaurant made us uncomfortable," the staff added to the Instagram post as a comment. "This is not a political statement. We did what we thought was best for our staff. At Hilda and Jesse, the restaurant is a safe space," the post states. "The presence of the officers, sick, weapons in the restaurant made us feel uncomfortable. We respect the San Francisco Police Department and are grateful for the work they do." They concluded by saying the officers are welcome to return when off duty, out of uniform, and without their weapons. The anti-police action by the restaurant staff comes amid a spiking crime wave in San Francisco and other Bay Area communities where organized criminal groups raid and loot retail establishments. High-end businesses in the city's Union Square area boarded up after a string of mass looting events rocked the region, Breitbart's Joel Polak reported. The mass looting incidents evolved after law enforcement officials in the city refused to prosecute shoplifters. Walgreens closed 17 stores in May following repeated shoplifting incidents, Breitbart's John Nolte wrote. The San Francisco Chronicle called the city's crime wave out of control. Just 2 weeks ago, Polak reported the spreading of the crime wave into the upscale Walnut Creek Bay Area suburb. A mass looting incident took place at the Nordstrom store located in the city at the base of Mount Diablo. Hilda and Jesse's operations/co-owner Rachel Silcox responded to the expulsion of the uniformed officers, writing, "The fact that they were in uniform with multiple weapons on them made our staff uncomfortable, and potentially other guests." A Twitter user took exception to the actions of the restaurant with the following tweet asking what makes people feel uncomfortable in San Francisco. "What makes people comfortable, L, and uncomfortable, R, in hashtag San Francisco. pic.twitter.com/ssmtej. Citizenj 17, I'm feeling the spirit. At Citizenj 17, December 5, 2021. Another questions the restaurant owner's priorities when they don't pay their staff equitable wages. "I'm all for equitable wages. And that's what Hilda and Jesse should be paying, not forcing on its customers. I always tip at 20%, but forcing it on customers is wrong. Just increase your prices and be honest about it." Hanley Bonwin, at Hanley Bonwin, December 5, 2021. Hilda and Jesse may think they are being compassionate. Alternatively, they may simply be arrogant assholes. But they do not speak for those impacted the most by crime. Jan Brunner, at Janice Brunner, December 5, 2021. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.